Apple announcing some new artificial intelligence that they say rivals OpenAI's GPT. To tell us more, we are turning to Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Hey there, Evan.
Good morning.
So what makes Apple's new AI here so special?
Well, we don't know too much about it yet, and there's a lot of leaking that's happening. But it appears that there seems to be, I want to say, some good confidence on the part of Apple that this would outdo the ChatGPT that OpenAI is very famous for, which is now, I guess, part of Microsoft. And so what exactly that means for you, the consumer, we don't know yet. We suspect that there will be some great announcement at the Worldwide Developers Conference in this summer, which is Apple's big software reveal that they do every summer. Where they invite people who create software for Apple to come and learn about the upcoming changes to things like iOS and watchOS and tvOS and macOS and all that stuff. So we suspect that that whatever the AI product that Apple is going to unveil will happen then, because they'll be able to demonstrate how it works across their different devices. One thing that seems to be really interesting to me is that they may have the AI itself live on your device as opposed to live on the cloud that your device accesses. That's actually a very good thing for security. If you're going to be integrating your, let's say, your financial or your health data with your device and with AI, you may want that to be self-contained on your phone as opposed to, you know, using a cloud-based AI. That does, however, require the phone to be more powerful in terms of its processing capabilities, but that's something that isn't necessarily hard to do.
Well, it would probably mean that our phones are going to be even more expensive, would be my hunch there, Eben. I also read, aside from, you know, the personal AI on your phone versus the cloud or what have you, I've also read that potentially this would allow more normal, natural interactions, you know, like conversations with Siri. Have you heard that as well?
Well, that is the goal, I think, is to sort of integrate this with Siri so that you are using a personal assistant type of interface with the AI. The powerfulness of the GPT models are great, but they still, you have to enter in things like on a keyboard somehow, right? Or even if you're voice dictating, it's still kind of a text-based interaction. What Apple would really like to do is have something that you can, you know, you can have that very personal conversation that doesn't require strict language for it to understand, you know, that you could just speak as if you were speaking to a friend. That would sort of be pie in the sky. That had sort of always been, I think, their goal for Siri, but I think everyone would tell you it kind of falls short. People get very frustrated with Siri. I would say that not too many of these voice assistants have been perfect, but people have had better interactions or experiences with Hey Google and Hey Cortana on Windows than they've had with Hey Siri on Apple. Of course, my phone's just lit up when I said
mine that. I'm actually sitting on my phone right now, Evan, because I knew we'd be mentioning Siri quite a bit, and I didn't want her to keep going off in the background. But you're right. I'm one of those people. I mean, first world problem here. You know, I get frustrated when she can't answer my questions, and she can't get it right when I'm trying to voice text. Really quick, any update on some of this, you know, government regulation that was supposed to be coming down the pipeline regarding AI? Do you have any update on that?
Well, nothing in the past couple of weeks. You know, there's a this will be a long time to do. Government is now being, it's not just the U.S. government, the EU is trying to do this as well, trying to regulate something that's brand new, that no one really quite understands, A, how it works, B, what its implications are, and C, how much it's going to grow in the future. It's very, I think, easy and reactionary to say we're, you know, on the verge of Skynet and we're all going to die or become, you know, plugged into the Matrix or something like that. But is that really a far-fetched fear anymore? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, what really are the implications here? How much of our personal security and national security and financial security are we going to turn over to autonomous machines and software that makes decisions on its own without our minute-by-minute input? That's kind of creepy, but it may be unavoidable.
I totally agree with you, Evan. And I just love talking tech with you. You're always so insightful. So thanks for making the time this morning. I'm sure we'll have more conversations in the future.
You bet.
That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown joining us here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.